It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, it's time for Studio 435, our weekly showcase of the best live music Chicago has to offer tonight. The garage rock sounds of Flesh Panthers. Flesh Panthers just released new music last month, a two-track collection called Ride the Blind is out. And they're playing at the Empty Bottle coming up on April 11th. Their 2016 album Willow's Weep was considered one of the best of the year by some of the music blogs here in town. In studio tonight, the band Stripped Down. Ryan Zombotron and Frankie Mars Gunner in studio. Did I get it right?
Yeah.
always trepidatious when the guests start laughing when I say their name. So that's two of the members of the group, Nick Damlo and Lucas Tashy. Lucas is actually leaving the band, so it's going to be a trio. But congrats and welcome to the show.
It's great to be here. I'm super excited. I'm like super nervous.
You'll be fine.
You got a great view over here.
Yeah, welcome to Michigan Avenue. There you go. So talk about this. I mean, this is something that was announced just pretty much recently that the band, which has been a four-piece and may continue to be, is losing a member. Talk about that.
Well, I guess like something that we've kind of known about for all year, but it was sort of slow going, figuring it out, and now here we are. Lucas is leaving the band to start a family, and the rest of us are going to forge on ahead and get a, you know, acquire a new bass player.
How does that work? I mean, talk about your experience. Like, what's your process as a band? I mean, do you guys write together as a band? Is it going to be a different sort of creative experience without Lucas there?
I mean, I think it will be different. He'll definitely be missed.
Yeah, it'll be different. Lucas has been one of the OG Flesh Panthers.
Yeah,
you know, so he's been one of the originals in the band for years. So that aspect, it will definitely be changing things for songwriting. Process like Ryan pretty much and Nick also write songs, presents them, and then we work together on them. Lucas definitely is an important aspect in that creative processing, and he's definitely going to be missed, and it will be a huge change and adjustment to whomever is going to be the next.
As musicians, as you guys you know, forging ahead, how important is chemistry? You know, when you talk, we were just having a conversation with some improvisers in town just about, you know, how they work on stage and the relationships that they forge. For musicians, especially a four-piece putting together, how important is it for you to sort of have that?
I mean, I think it's like super
100%
important.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. It's
like we're all best friends, essentially, you know, like, and it's part of its necessity because, like, you do have to do all this stuff that's really hard. And, or, you know, like when you're on tour, like if you don't like the people that you're with, when you're stuck with them in like, you know, a small van for hours, even if you do like them, it's hard, you know, so.
Yeah. And I think with the chemistry, the like creative flow is like the process is just going to flow so much better. It's going to be more genuine, you know, it's not forced. It's there.
Right.
It's essentially like we spend so much time together. And vulnerable moments, you know, like we're really presenting ourselves and being like, hey, what do you think about this idea? And then we work together to form a whole of that small idea that might be, you know, like we might be scared to present that. So it is a close, intimate relationship. So having chemistry is extraordinarily important. Chemistry, you know, communication, you got to treat it like, it's beyond a friendship.
Yeah, it's beyond a relationship. It's beyond.
It's like all angles. You know,
it's
you have
also like
the business aspect.
Too,
You have like the friendship aspect. You have like coworker, and like
family member.
Personal. Like it's super intimate. Sometimes you know we gotta share with each other.
Yeah.
About everything that's going
especially
on,
especially when it comes to songwriting.
I mean, you don't have to. I guess bands don't always do that, but like I feel like
I think the best
part
ones
of
probably
our band.
Do.
At least at some point in their career.
Yeah.
I'm saying, with songwriting, you're doing such a personal thing. If you're telling your story, you know, it's better to have people who kind of lived it with you, or they understand, you know, and they can put their emotion into it also.
Flesh Panther's in studio, and I want to talk about the music, but before we do that, why don't we take a break and we'll hear some of the music. We'll get a break going and we'll get sound check, and then we will have Flesh Panther's in studio, Stripped Down. Frankie Mars Gunner and Ryan Zumbotron are in studio. Nick is not here, and Lucas is on his way out. So,
yeah.
Yeah, he's, you know what, we stopped him at the door. We're like, you can't come in, Lucas. No, that's not what happened. Flesh Panther's in studio. They're playing at the Empty Bottle coming up on April 11th. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back live, Studio 435. Stay with us. Welcome back to Studio 435 here on The Download, 720 WGN, our weekly showcase of the best live music Chicago has to offer. Here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on beautiful Michigan Avenue tonight. Tonight, the garage rock sounds of Flesh Panthers. They're in studio. The band Stripped Down, Ryan Zumbotron and Frankie Mars Gunner in studio. Their 2016 album, Willows Weep, considered one of the best of the year. They put out two new songs just in March under the title Ride the Blind. This track we're going to hear right now is from Willows Weep. It's called To the Bone. Take it away, guys.
All right, this one's dedicated to Aretha Franklin. All right. Today, you're the one that's leaving. Yeah, it's so sad. Yes, you got your reasons. All the stupid, so sad. I got my brown bag. Think it's gonna stand my game and talk to me. Pushing up the desert, baby, brown bag, so sad. You know I'll need you at the same old place. All I need to do is put a big smile on my stupid face, yeah. And it hurts to the bone, right down to the bone, yeah. Right straight down to the bone, to the bone, my love, to the bone, yeah. Right straight down to the bone. Your green eyed jealousy's your monster, all the bad vibes. Yesterday, so don't you don't agree? I bad vibes. You know, I'll meet you at the same old place, and all I need to do is put a big smile on my stupid face. And it hurts to the bone, my love, to the bone, yeah. Right straight down to the bone, to the bone, my love, to the bone, yeah. Right straight down to the bone. Woo-hoo-hoo.
Hey, all right. All right, come on back to the table. There you go, the sounds. Oh, the Flesh Panthers in studio. Ryan Zumbotron and Frankie Mars Gunner, Stripped Down. Nick's not here. Lucas is not here tonight. The band, the album Willows Weep, out in 2016. The two-track collection called Ride the Blind, out now. You can find it online. They are playing an Empty Bottle on April 11th. So tell us, I mean, I wanted to, before we talked about the music, I want to talk about the, you know, I want to hear it first, which is always good for the audience at home. You know, for you guys, when I say garage rock, what does that mean? I mean, I you know, it's funny because I kind of said it was indie rock when we were kind of talking. You're like, that's not really what it is. So for our listeners at home, when you're, I mean, because it sounds like rock and roll, but it's just trying to figure out like the category that the kids are putting it in these days.
Garage rock is just, you know, another like umbrella term to describe things, just like alternative or indie or punk or whatever, you know. I feel like, you know, it's just a word that people use to lump bands together.
Yeah, right?
You know? And not that I like it or hate it. I just, that's how I see it, you know?
Yeah. And it's, it's the category we continuously be are getting.
Yeah.
Lumped
so
in,
what so. Whatever the reviewers and things put in, they say the garage rock
garage
sounds.
Rock.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it is interesting because a lot of it. I mean, when I hear it, it's got I don't think the word is surf. It's not like a surf thing, but it definitely has like an older kind of throwback kind of sound to your music. I hear it on the record, and I also heard it just live right now. Where does that influence come from? I mean, it's sort of like bringing
the 60s?
Back. Yeah, yeah, but I mean, like, why do you draw from that genre, that time period of music?
That's a really, really good question. I don't know. Maybe like there was something with the planets aligned that for some reason there was just like a lot of good music captured and created during that period, and you know, then technology and the delivery changes a lot, but it seems like in the 60s there was just a lot of really good things coming together. You know,
what draws you to that music? Because when I think about the music of the 60s, you know, I it's definitely informed a generation, but you're a younger guy. Like, what draws you from that period of time? What inspires you to make the music now?
I think it's like almost authenticity of it, but also you have like a period where like music, you know, certain blues music and like rock music is coming to a more mainstream. So like it's polished a little bit, but at the same time, it is raw. There's a lot of soul in it. And, you know, it kind of reflects that era, which was tumultuous and kind of shaped our country as we know it now, you know?
For you, I mean, Frank, talk about that. Talk about the idea of playing in this kind of music as a drummer, as someone who's putting, you know, percussion to this. I mean, are you personally a fan of the music that came from the 60s?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I grew up listening to a lot of 50s and 60s, so it's kind of like nostalgic in that way, I guess.
Right.
But it's also just like been a huge influence in my path throughout like rock and roll and like drumming. It's also just what I listen to always.
Really?
When he said raw, it was definitely the word that like came to my mind instantly. Yeah. Because it is. It's like it's not oversaturated to a point to where we are today, you know, and we do have like genuine music, but I think in the 60s, that whole era, not just music, but like the progression in the times were changing, you know?
Yeah, like, but I mean, like I guess for me, I think about you guys, and I know you play a lot of house shows and the bands that you're associated with, and there are a lot of bands that you know, whether it be the Twin Peaks of Chicago that have the same kind of vibe. I mean, there's a vibe that there's a throwback almost to music of the 60s, you know, like sort of rock bands that were first sort of coming on the scene. How do you relate to a younger audience that's going to be the fans of your music? I mean, are you counting on them being inspired by the same genre of sort of at this
yeah,
point?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's also like a psychological aspect to that music. It's just like the way that it's recorded, where like very analog, and like, you know, when you get into like the 90s, you have this blown out compression of like super guitar bands.
Yeah, right.
And I think, you know, they just got too much for the audience. You know, you can't really listen to that music for a long time, but you can listen to like the Mamas and the Papas or something like that, you know, without like having your ear blown off. And like, you know, the songs make sense. But there is that raw grittiness to them, and there is that tangibility that, like, you feel like you reach out and touch it, and, like, you feel what they're saying. Whereas, like, I mean, you know, Nirvana is great, but it's like, do you always want to feel like you want to kill yourself or something like that every time you turn on a record, you know?
Yeah, and there's something to the idea that what we've seen in modern music, 90s or even 2000s and now, is a lot of technological advance where you can, I just think even to the way that drum machines have taken over for drummers and even in rock music and things like that. So it is nice to have a throwback. In studio with me, Flesh Panthers, a Chicago band, 2016 album Willows Weep. Also the two-track collection of Ride the Blind, Ryan Zombotron, and Frankie Mars Gunner in studio. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. What we'll do is we'll get an update with Rob Martier, and we'll come back. We'll get some more live music from Flesh Panthers here in Studio 435. Stay with us. Thanks, Rob. It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. All right, Studio 435, our weekly showcase of the best live Chicago music Chicago has to offer here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. Here tonight, Flesh Panthers, Ryan Zombotron, Frankie Mars Gunner, their 2016 album Willows Weep, considered one of the best of last year, and they've got a new two-track collection out right now, Ride the Blind, and they're playing Empty Bottle coming up on April 11th. They also, Nick Damlo and Lucas Tashi will be in that show as well. But Ryan and Frankie are here right now, so let's hear another track. Here it is, Let It Die. Take it away, guys.
I just learned how to play harmonica yesterday, so bear with me, folks.
Memories of purple, mustang on the green and blue, darling. And bear, if I ever hurt you, I'm sorry, I was hurting too. Smell you on my fingers, I can taste you on my breath, darling. Well, the storms we do together, oh baby, that's my only regret. Happy New Year, sing old lang syne in the rearview mirror. We can watch as we let it. World is kind of foolish. It can be a cliche place, darling. When you're bending back to tulips, that can wipe the fist right off your smile, right off your.
Flesh Panthers in studio 435 tonight. Ryan Zombotron and Frankie Mars Gunner in studio tonight. Nick Damlo, Lucas Tashi not here. The 2016 album Willows Weep, which was considered one of the best of 2016. The two-track collection called Ride the Blind out right now. They're playing Empty Bottle coming up on the 11th. That track was called Let It Die. All right, so back to the table as we continue our conversation with Flesh Panthers, and we'll have one more song with them before they leave tonight. You know, it's interesting because that, another one, I mean, how often do you find yourself experimenting with different instruments and things that you may not have picked up, that you may not necessarily be professional?
Often,
yeah. I mean, what inspired you to pick up the harmonica this weekend and put that in the song?
Because Nick couldn't be here.
Yeah.
So I was like,
we had to fill in a lot of space.
Something. Yeah.
He's got a huge part in all these songs.
Couldn't just tap my foot through it. You know?
Well, you look good. You did a good job with it.
Thank you. I was surprised, too, yesterday when I picked up. I was like, oh, this might fly. I don't know.
I love it. I love it. For you guys, you know, I mentioned a little bit earlier, and and for listeners of Studio 435, you know, I keep asking the bands. I feel like I'm getting somewhere, but you know, I am tremendously interested in the house shows.
Oh yeah.
You know, I don't know a lot about it, and I learn more each time the band comes in to talk about the vast network of houses that are here in Chicago, and the fact that a lot of bands have play the different places. You guys are a part of that.
Yeah,
talk about why you do them. Why you play? Why do you play the houses, and what makes it special here in Chicago?
I mean, I think there's definitely not just one reason. There's a huge amount of reasons. And it has to do with, like, it really works out well for the bands and for the audience. And a lot of times the people who run these houses, if they're good people, they don't get a lot out of it, you know? And they really give everything to the bands and to the audience, art for art's sake, you know? And
I think it just... doing like the DIY thing in a house, venue, basement, it just offers up a more personal like community, you know?
Sure.
I mean, you can have that in venues, and we do have that, but with this, it's just...
it's like you're going over to someone else's place.
Yeah, right, right.
And there's a huge amount of exchange ideas, and like we talk, because like... you don't feel like you're out at a bar where you don't know anybody.
Yeah,
or
and you
something.
Have someone opening up their home.
Right.
Is typically
yeah,
what
right,
it is,
right.
Their home.
And it's cheaper.
To provide the space to where, you know, it's like all are welcome, BYOB for the most
part. Safe space.
Safe space, ideally, you know.
Yeah.
All inclusive, safe space where it's just be who you are and there isn't like this... bar or business that's kind of like hovering over you.
Yeah,
it's
like
just
middleman,
you know, like
really.
Yeah, that's there's something to be said about that.
In that community.
Yeah, that's another thing. I mean, that like I said, I feel like I continue to learn about this movement of house shows through the bands. Being that's a point that I hadn't heard before, but it is true. I mean, you go play different clubs, and there's percentages, and there's business, and there's things that you go on stage, and it's not just that's not the end of it. There's a lot that goes into. You know what they take from the house and what you need to bring in.
Right.
How do you deal with the marketing aspect of it? Because a lot of time the house shows are, you know, just sort of you show up. Like, how do you as a band
Facebook,
get your people?
Basically.
Is it pretty much just like Facebook? Like,
yeah.
Hey, we're going to be here. This is how we're going to do it.
I think people talk and like you know
people talk. You see it on Facebook. I mean, there's no like not many addresses because
yeah, right.
The given, but. There
it's
are certain
like
spaces
ask
that,
punk,
like, throughout the years, we know where they're at. We are familiar with the name.
But as a band, if you're playing it, how do you let your fans know that you're playing it?
Just, like, a normal
Facebook
shout-out.
Yeah,
like,
saying, hey, we're
going to
be at
here.
This wink-wink kind of thing? Or?
You
know,
because
you can't give the address and things, right?
No, it's like,
you
know,
can
like,
maybe, like, right
the
before
address.
The show happens. But you don't give it out, like, 2 weeks ahead of time, necessarily. And
I think
you
at
know,
this point it's just like message for address,
message.
Or you know where it's at, or
oh,
you
yeah,
like
yeah,
text someone
message me
and you
personally
figure it out.
Or something
right.
like that.
Right.
I definitely have been like, there's a party, blah, 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 here, we're playing, blah, 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 show up, you know? And
yeah.
then
that's
it
interesting. I find that, you know, there's always been an I guess an informal house circuit. And I've known it from when I was, you know, even my days of being in the music scene and playing Fireside Bowl and things like
oh,
that.
Yeah.
But this is different. This seems to be more of a connected community based movement as opposed to just Jake's basement.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? That's how I know it. So yeah. It's interesting to have the different bands.
Yeah. I mean, it's really putting the people who decide that they want to like invite people to their space and have shows, like they're taking a huge risk. You know, because it is illegal and all that, and then like having a bunch of like drunk like 20 somethings or teenagers
right.
like at their place, and you know, and there's some people who do it really well and there's some people who don't. And
do you find yourself as you guys get more and more success and have a more and more of a fan base that you want to make sure you do the responsible houses and try to stay away from the ones that are a little bit more disorganized?
Because you're
like quality control.
It depends
also.
On the space.
Like, you know,
you're
like
at,
we started
you know.
Out doing that, and when we were younger, because we're not getting any younger, you know,
yeah.
it was. It's also a great opportunity for those bands who can't get into those like 21
right,
up
right.
venues, and it's like a great starting point for a lot of bands, and just like
there's problems at even the best
yeah.
house venues, you know,
it's true,
and it is a party atmosphere, and like there's beer flying all over the place, and like. That's not good for amplifiers and stuff. So we've had so many
yeah, so
problems
we do get
with
a
like
little
someone's
more particular,
beer falling
and I think
into
it's,
our amp.
You know,
or
like with experience within the band, and level where we're at, but also just like age and like where we want to be.
Right.
Period.
So
granted, we still love
right, good, like, and it's a creative experience. Face, but you're right; like there is a little bit of climbing up as your career mm-hmm. continues. You could play Empty Bottle and move on, and you can sort of if you still don't leave it behind.
Empty Bottle is mad at us for playing too many house shows. It might be in my head, but I felt like, or like some venues were like, "Well, if you're just gonna do this without us, then yeah. like we're yeah, not gonna book you."
Well, know? At a certain point, do you have to?
Had that
they give you that attitude? Do you have it at a certain point?
I mean, it
point?
Wasn't like said, but like I kind of felt it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you, Chicago's such a DIY like yeah. city.
Do you have to as a band if you're coming up? I'm and thanks for sharing this stuff because I don't know much about it. I'm just curious about it. But do you have to sort of pledge allegiance to a certain type of venue? Like does an unnamed venue be like, that's okay, Flesh Planters are going to play here. You know what, guys? If I find out you're playing over here and playing over here, I'm gonna be mad.
Oh no!
I mean, no, I not like so. That. I mean, there are definitely with any band who's booking a big, like a show at a venue that's either you know you have the blackout dates where you can't play. Lots of bands play DIY venues during that time
that's
because they can't
they get
play
mad, right,
the
I
venues.
okay,
they
now
do
it
get
comes,
upset
yeah.
with that. You know. But well, no, I've never like experienced too. A venue being like,
yeah, play here.
Like,
no,
because when you play at a venue, you're really just selling venue. Beer for them. You know, you're filling the room so that they can sell their drinks or their tickets or whatever. You yeah. know,
there's and not like no loyalty behind
you know?
It. It's like,
right.
Well, I love it.
I mean, like, we definitely have our favorite venues and
right.
preferences.
Whoever's paying
like,
the most cash.
Yeah. We do like those. Dollar bills.
Ryan Zombotron and Frankie Mars Gunner in studio. They are two of the members of Flesh Panthers. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll get your last song tonight here in Studio 435. Flesh Panthers, stay with us. All right, welcome back to The Download, 720 WGN, Studio 435, every Monday night here on The Download. We offer the best live music Chicago has to offer in our Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. In studio tonight, Flesh Panthers, the garage rock band here in Chicago, is playing The Empty Bottle coming up on the 11th. Their 2016 album, Willows Weep, is out, and also the new two-track collection, which was just released last month, called Ride the Blind. Ryan Zombotron and Frankie Mars Gunner in studio. Nick Damlo and Lucas Tashin not here. Lucas, this is his last show, right?
Correct.
This will be it. The Empty Bottle Show's Lucas's last ride. All right. Are we ready? This is from the this is from your first record, right? This is untitled.
Second piece of vinyl, first LP.
First LP, and the track is called Elevator Girls. Take it away, guys.
All right. I just want to shout out to Joe and Rhonda Zombotron. If you guys are still listening. Ready?
Hello, hello, hello.
All right. Yeah. Flesh Panthers in studio. That's Ryan Zombotron and Frankie Mars Gunner. The song was called Elevator Girls off their second work, their first LP, Untitled. The Flesh Panthers will be at the Empty Bottle coming up on the 11th of April. They're also, you can get their two-track collection called Ride the Blind, and then also their 2016 album, Willows Weep. Guys, real quick, where are you guys going to be? So after the 11th, I mean, do you have to rethink how you guys get ready for tours and stuff now that Lucas is not around?
I think, you know, we're going to try and just figure something out.
Yeah, we're just going to,
you know, it was a period of adjustment, but now that things have kind of solidified, we got a couple people in mind to replace Lucas. And
is the goal to go out on a tour?
Absolutely, yeah. You know.
Oh, yeah. I think we took the amount of time that we needed to figure out stuff, and now we're at the point to just hit the ground running.
Right.
Once we figure out those small details of, you know, the replacement,
right,
we've got some plans cooking up, so it's going to be boom, boom, boom.
I'm sure you'll announce them on the 11th, right? at the Empty Bottle.
I wish we had tour dates set, but, yeah, you know.
We're not quite there yet.
Yeah. You're there, sure.
We're not far off.
I'm just giving you guys a deadline.
We can
see
it, yeah.
No, I like that. You're pushing it.
Ryan, Mars, the band Flesh Panthers, they're going to be at Empty Bottle on the 11th. Can't thank you enough for performing tonight, talking with us here at Studio 435.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
It's been a pleasure.
Very much.